in the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast.
This morning, amen. Amen. I am so excited. Hopefully I'm not too full. I am full, though. I mean, God is an awesome God, and he's doing awesome things in our lives, and I just give him glory this morning. It's an honor and a privilege to be here this morning. There's some things that's going on in the world that we need to give attention to. I'm ready. I'm started. That we need to give attention to. And we're going to start today with the house of God. The house, God's house. Are we really aware that this is God's house? And in my message, there's some things that has transpired along the way in the church that I need to address, and it's time for us to really get on course. And I'm believing God. I'm believing God for miracles. We talk about miracles. We talk about healings. We talk about deliverance. We're talking about God's house. We talk about the discernment. You know, I've noticed that sometimes we can't even discern tongues from prophecy. And we are the people of God, but we should have a spirit of discernment so we can see beyond the natural sight. There's some spiritual things that should transpire in the household of faith. Amen. Today, it's simply a refresher that we already know. It's nothing new. It's nothing new. But we're gonna start in God's house. My wife laughing at me. I just felt an unction in the spirit that I can stand up for a minute. But God is good. But listen, Isaiah 56, 7. We want to start right there. Isaiah 56, 7. Familiar text of scripture. And it reads, even those I will bring to my holy mountain, I will make them joyful in my house of what? Prayer. I will make them joyful in my house of prayer. There's something that should happen when we come into God's house. When we come into this house, something should happen. We should be looking for a move of God. We should be expecting God to move. We should be expecting God to work miracles. We should expect God to give us refresher. We should be in expectation when we come into God's house. It's just not another gathering. We come in, we're going to gather, we're going to sing, we're going to hear the word, we're going to go home. No, when we come, we should come with some type of expectancy. I'm believing God for something to happen. I'm believing God for your miracle. I'm believing God will touch you. I'm believing God will move in your circumstances. We should have some type of expectation. He goes on to say, there are burnt offerings and sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar. And I think about sometime, and we have different ones to give, and it just reminds me, even with our tithes, you know, the word dealing with tithes are not just for those that are in Christ. Even we're not in Christ, if we bring an offering and put it before God, it's an acceptable offering. The sinner will be blessed by paying tithes, just like the ones that are saved that pay his tithes. It's just a principle of God's word. But we should understand about something about God, something about this house. It's just not a regular house. He said, for my house will be called a house of what? Of prayer. And I'm going to have to stay right there for a minute. A house of prayer. Not just for us that are in here, the believers, but it said for all people. This house, God's house, should be a place for all people. This place, this house should be a house of prayer. Even though when we think about it, we don't give much credence. A lot of times churches don't give that a credence or that attention to prayer in the house. Even though that's what it's supposed to be. If nothing else happened in this house, we should have prayer going forth in here. And that's beyond the word. It should be all right if we just come in here one Sunday and say, you know what, let's pray. This is God's house. This is a house of prayer. And we're not trying to cut it short. We want to pray. We want the Lord to receive our prayer. I want to see something happen in prayer, but it all begins with prayer. In this house, we'll talk about your house next week, but in this house is supposed to be called a house of prayer. Mark 11, 17, give reference to that again. It's for everyone. Mark 11, 17 said, and he began to teach and say to them, is it not written? We just read it. My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. The question is, how much attention do we give to prayer? Even though this is supposed to happen, this is, according to my Bible, a house of prayer. Not just for some, but it said for all the nations. He said, but you have made it a what? A robber's den. Something has happened in God's house. I like it. I like it when it's quiet because something has happened in God's house. Satan has creeped in the midst of all our singing and dancing and shouting. Satan has creeped in to the house of prayer. You ever wonder why so much is going on in God's house now? We're moving more where the church beginning to look like the world. The only difference that we see now, and we really don't see that too much, is the word of God coming forth. But prior to the word, it's just like going out to a good social place and really just having a time and being enjoyed by the light show, being enjoyed by what's happening going on. But the house supposed to be a house of prayer. Satan has come into God's house while we yet sleep. And the thing he said, you have turned it into a robber's den. But how can this happen in God's house? This word robber is a word called listes. And it said one who plunders openly, a thief. In God's house, how can this happen? How can all this begin to happen in God's house? How can we have drifted away from the fundamentals or the basic fundamentals or the basic principles of God into all the things that we want to really tickle our flesh, that we want to try to please men and try to do things that the people will come. The people should come to hear the word of God, but everything is going to begin with prayer. My house shall be called the house of prayer. And what has happened is that the absence of prayer leaves the door, have left the door open for Satan to come in. The absence of prayer. Isn't it something? We come together, we do everything, we come in, but the answer is that Satan has creeped in. And why is Satan robbing the saints in God's house? We need to put our guards up. Well, how is he robbing? We come into God's house. We're not seeing any miracles. We're not getting any deliverance. We're not getting any healing. And nothing has happened but that. We're coming into God's house, and we're leaving the same way we came in. What happened to the anointing? What happened to the healings? What happened to the deliverance? What happened to the move of God in God's house? I tell you what happened. Satan has slipped in. A robber. He said, listen, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but we have turned it into a den of robbers where Satan can come in and just have his way in church. Y'all coming together, sing your song. You do all of this, but guess what? I'm still robbing you in the blind. I'm robbing you of your blessings. I'm robbing you of your healings. I'm robbing all the things that God has set aside for you. Satan has come in, and he's robbing us right before our eyes in plain sight. We have to understand the power of prayer. Why isn't anything happening in God's house? Where's the testimony? What God is doing, what is he doing? We still have miracles. But the absence of prayer. We need prayer in God's house. That's why we just started to really focus on prayer at the beginning of service. We want to pray, not only just the leader to pray, but we need to cry out. You need to cry out for your family. Need to cry out for your household. Need to cry out for the saints around you. Cry out for this nation. You know, we come together and we sit around and we just wait for praise and worship. Okay, and that's good. We need to come together with a mind of praying. When we walk through those doors, he said, my house should be called a house of prayer. This thing about the house is just not another building. We're sitting in here this morning, but this is not another building. This house right here, this place right here, even though it's red in all the midst of everything else, this place is to be considered holy. A lot of stuff that's going on and that's been going on shouldn't happen in the sanctuary, in God's house. If we have something to talk about, we should do it on the outside. Oh, we just let our guards down. We do what we want to do. We have our conversation. We talk about what happened last week, what's happening today, and what's going on around the corner. We talk about everything, but we need to give a little more attention to God's house. My house shall be called a house of prayer. You want to talk about little Bobby Sue, talk about him on the outside. Go out there in the fellowship hall, in the lobby, and talk about him. But when we come into God's house, we should give some type of special attention to God's house. No, I'm not talking to right now. I'm in prayer. I'm in prayer mode. I'm in a mode for God to move. I don't have time for foolishness right now. We can talk at the church, but right now, I'm together. I'm looking and believing God to move in an awesome way in the house. Something should be happening in God's house. I think we lost respect. Some respect for God's house. Oh, it's the house of God. It's been set aside. You know how something become holy? We set it aside.
Again, thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us, and by the way of Zoom, for our Wednesday night Zoom Bible study beginning at 7 p.m., that information is also on our Facebook page. You can go to the Facebook page and look at the information there regarding that Zoom Bible study. Also, join us on Sundays at 10:30. Yes, we are in the building on Sundays at 10:30 for our morning worship, followed by a live stream at 11 o'clock of our message through Facebook. It's been an honor. It's been a blessing to serve you with the Word of God. Do keep your trust and your confidence in God. His word decreed that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. So we know that we are not alone, and we know that we are not forsaken. I pray that God will continually bless you. Once again, we are located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Tune in next week, same time, same station. And until then, this is Pastor Owens saying be blessed and know that you are.